I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last year, he came in studio and dropped the bomb that, oh, by the way, at the end of this contract, that's going to be it. Had a hell of a race at Road America. Always great to catch up and chat with our buddy Tony Kanaan, IndyCar driver, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tony, how you doing?
What's up, guys? Nice talking to you again.
Good to hear from you. So give me the lowdown on your season so far. How you feel you're doing?
Yeah, we're having a tough season so far. We had a pretty good result in the 500, but so far in the other races, for one reason or the other, we haven't been able to succeed. So I'm looking forward to the next race, which is a very good racetrack for us at Road America. So hopefully we'll turn the situation around.
When you were there last year, you ran really well, and you were really comfortable in the road course. And you had talked about Indy and that big, giant four-turn oval, and then you go to a road course that has the undulations. What makes Road America a comfortable track for you?
It's obviously completely different than an oval, but it's a track that is fast, it's long, have some blind corners. I mean, it's very challenging, and depending a lot, you know, it depends a lot on the driver's skill. So I love it. It's one of the tracks that I've done very well in the past, and I always looking forward to not just to drive around that track, but the event itself. It's such a great event. I mean, it's a family. My kids love to go there. I mean, if you think about the weekend, I mean, they have a zip line in the middle of the racetrack, which is awesome.
Right.
You know, and you can camp, you can do so many things there that it's it's a fun family event to do over the weekend.
I was talking yesterday. We had Simon Pagenaud in studio yesterday, and we were talking about you from last year, and then obviously he wins the Indy this year and talks about his life has changed. As a guy who has been there, done that in Indy, and has won it, how much did that race change your life?
Well, it changed my career. You know, like we keep talking about, you know, when I'm going to retire, when I'm going to do this. In 2013, we didn't have enough funding to finish the season. And after the 500, we were going to actually stop racing. And I won the 500. And here I am in 2019, still racing. So to me, it changed my life. It changed my life completely. And it gave me, obviously the longevity of my career. But also, when you're Indy 500 champion, you're forever an Indy 500 champion.
And then you move and fast forward, like you said, this road course is more about the driver. Because there are some courses where if you just get a really good setup on your car, your crew can just kind of let you sit back and kind of do your thing and let the car do its thing as well. This one, though, this has to be a really conjoined effort, doesn't it? Because the driver obviously is going to do a lot of the work. But if you don't have a car that's set up right for both sides, the up and down, the turns, the hairpins, the carousel and everything, it can make a long day on the racetrack and a very physically demanding day.
No, big time. I mean, at this track, that is, we say, there is nowhere to hide. And you're depending on your engineer and in your team to definitely provide you a good car. Otherwise, you can't go anywhere.
IndyCar itself, it looked like this year there was another really good crowd. Indy always draws a good crowd, but IndyCar seems to be, when other race events have been up and down, this still draws a certain level of fandemonium. You guys have been really good and really lucky when it comes to the fans, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this place is, IndyCar is growing. I mean, after the split, we had a split a long time ago. We came back, and now it's building back up. So I would say, now we're in the best moment of the series. I can't complain. I mean, my fan base, it's huge. I mean, they keep asking me to come back, and we keep talking about when I'm going to quit, and then I keep saying the next contract, and it's just, they keep me going, that's for sure.
I was going to say, last year you said, this is it. When this contract's done with AJ Foyt Racing, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. And now you plan on racing to what? You're 50 or 60 or what?
No, I don't know. The contract is not done yet, so we'll talk about it when it's done.
Yeah, I know that kind of made some made a lot of news in the racing rags from last year when you were on the program. So you don't foresee yourself as an old dude, do you?
I don't. I mean, I don't want. I mean, come on, a 44-year-old. It can't say you're old. You know what I mean?
Right.
But people like to say that, but I don't consider myself old. I think I keep myself in enough good shape that I could race until whenever I want to race. So we'll see.
What is it? So why at 44, other than the fact that you've been there, done that for so often, and there's such a travel demand and such, why would you want at this point to call it a career?
Now, the only reason you would call it a career is if you don't have the desire to race anymore. If you don't have the desire, you know how it goes. I mean, you guys work on radio every day, shows, you know, you got to do this,
right?
It's busy, keeps you away from your family, or you get older, you want to do other things. So to me, that would be the only reason that I would stop racing. But I love what I do. I still love racing. I still think I'm competitive. So there is no reason for me to say, well, I'm done, because I'm not done, you know? So I would say the day that I wake up that I feel like it's taking a toll on me, on my family, on my health, or I realize I'm not fast enough anymore, because that's going to happen eventually. You know, the young kids are going to be better than you. And that will be the day that I will say, okay, I will call the quits. But until then, I'm going to keep racing.
What does Tony Kanaan's next life hold? I mean, do you see yourself just kind of hanging out and doing yard work at the house? Or
I think my wife will divorce me the day that I stay home that long. So I don't know. I mean, I've been thinking about it. I think I would love to be involved with the race team. So I've been talking to AJ, and we might stay in the team with on a different role. I would love to do TV. It fascinates me to do it. I think it's, you know, some people say, actually, I'm good at it, and I understand about the product. So be involved in IndyCar of some sort. That will be my dream. If it was a possibility, that would be a good transition for me.
Hey, I got to ask you before I let you go. So I'm flipping through a bunch of Tony Kanaan videos, and there's a video of you standing now down near the terrace at Indianapolis this year, and you're pumping up a new. Is that a new tattoo that you're flexing the forearm for, or what?
It was my, I did it's the BorgWarner, so obviously the trophy that when I won the 500. I did a tattoo about my life, so that is the birthday of my kids, that is all sorts of things. So, yeah, it's a new tattoo, which I'm pretty proud of it, and I love it.
I was going to say, you're doing a little flexing up, too. It looks like you probably hit the gym a couple of times just before you went on to make sure good blood was pumping.
Few push-ups before we took the picture, you know.
My friend, it's always good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you out at Road America. It's a tremendous course, tremendous weekend, and best of luck to you. Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Tony Kanaan, one of the top IndyCar drivers for a long, long time, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.